You're listening to Love Advice with Leanne. Caller, you're on the air.
Hi, Leanne. Long-time listener, first-time caller. Why, in your professional opinion, do you never take my calls off the air?
Is this Carl?
Yep, it's Carl. I mean, we had a few dates. Everything was great, I thought.
Well, you know, when you switch to Geico, you could save a lot of money on car insurance.
Okay, awesome.
You should call them.
I will.
Geico, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
For CBS Tonight.
Swing and a miss, strike three, and the Cubs win it. The Cubs are in the league championship series for the third consecutive year.
It's Cubs and Dodgers for a rematch in the NLCS. Keep listening as we continue to preview the series. Plus, listen for Pat and Ron's hometown call of Game 1 tomorrow night. Our extended pregame coverage starts at 5 on Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's official radio home of the defending World Series champion, Chicago Cubs. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studio.
The Score!
Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Rick Hamp. The Wolves roster features multiple AHL scoring champions in Brett Sterling, Timu Polkanen, and Brandon Peary. The Wolves return to Allstate Arena this Saturday for their home opener. Visit ChicagoWolves.com. The Cubs are in LA after their plane was diverted to Albuquerque this morning due to a health issue involving a player's family member that was on the plane. Game 1 is tomorrow, and coverage will start on The Score at 5 p.m. The ALCS starts tonight with the Astros and Yankees. Dallas Keuchel is opposed by Masahiro Tanaka. Mitch Trubisky's first road start is this Sunday in Baltimore. Marcus Wheaton and John Timu have already been ruled out. Hronis Gresu and Nick Kwiatkowski were limited at practice today. Kyle Long and Marcus Cooper both practiced fully and are expected to play. Zach Miller joins Bernstein and Goff at 5. The Bulls close theirs preseason tonight against Toronto. And the NCAA's investigation into the University of North Carolina concluded there were no academic rule violations for supposedly offering paper courses that many athletes took. Searching for a great deal on Chevys in Chicago? Visit Webb Chevy in Plainfield or Oak Lawn. And want a job that offers up to $25,000 in tuition assistance? UPS is seeking part-time package handlers throughout Chicagoland, including Northbrook and Bedford Park. Apply at upsjobs.com. I'm Rick Camp, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the defending World Series champion, Chicago Cubs. The next Cubs game on The Score is tomorrow at 5 p.m. when the Cubs take on the Dodgers and the NLCS on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Illinois Media School.
The Bernstein and Goff Show.
Let's go to Garfield Ridge and George on The Score.
Yeah, this is George. Yeah, guys, this show, you know, what do you think? You think Gio's got enough, he's got enough strength? I mean, is he strong enough to pull this game off? Do you think so?
I don't know if he's Chicago tough. He may be a tough guy, but this is Chicago.
No one's heart's going to be beating faster than Gio Gonzalez.
That ball goes all the way to the screen and bounces all the way halfway back to the mound.
Ground ball right side, it'll drive in the run. Cubs lead 1-0.
Well, for you folks out there that don't think nerves play a part, even in these great athletes, that's a smile by Gio. That's a nervous smile.
Cubs lead 5-4.
You think he's good enough, George?
Is he tough enough? No.
Elvers in relief of Gio Gonzalez.
Do you think he's good enough, George?
I think Hendricks is tough enough.
I do too.
Wrong. Here comes the 0-2.
Taylor has done it again!
But it's about the bullpen, George.
That is true.
And it's the early call for Wade Davis in the bottom half of the seventh inning. That's when the closer gets the call.
It takes brass balls.
Wade was good. He's a bad SOB.
He's got broad shoulders, man. And he carried a huge burden for us tonight. Wade's stones, you know, just huge.
The 3-2 to Harper.
Swing and a miss, strike three, and the Cubs win it. The Cubs are in the league championship series for the third consecutive year. What a ball game.
Chicago toughness.
Wade's stone.
Cubbies.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
Welcome back to the Bernstein and Goff Show. We are live out here on the road at Mike and Denise's Pizzeria and Bub. Just hanging out with the people, drinking Bud Light, talking to Cubs fans who want me to be as excited as they are about a game. Hey, listen.
It was dramatic. It was interesting. It just
it wasn't objectively. You can't say it was well played.
Danny, I think one of the texters put it best. They said that a lot of Cubs fans are upset that you're not sharing in the excitement that they had last night. The moments that I was watching, it was some exciting stuff going on right then and there. But then I come here, and the thing that sticks out in my mind is, of course, the replay review of the pickoff throw, and you know, Javi Baez's bat hitting a guy in the head, and no one knowing the rules seemingly, and Matt Wieters' play at the behind the plate and throwing the ball all over the place, and of course Kyle Hendricks starting out in a way that I did not picture him starting out. But also coupled or put on top of all that was the fact that the game was too damn long for a 9-inning game, and it was poorly played. Like, why can't both those things those things exist?
It was fun. It was. There's no question it was fun, but to me, I looked at
have
it.
Have as much fun as I had,
no,
please.
It was theater of the absurd, which in its own way was fun, and the outcome was great, but it can be all of it. It's okay.
Yes.
We're capable of holding multiple thoughts in our head
at
the same time.
We're supposed to run around just Chris Boshing ourselves with champagne over and over and over again until we all drown in a happy bliss. Like, I understand how excited you are, and I am excited as well. I was watching it. It is great when the Cubs win. It is awesome for my pockets and the people that are associated with this show. But at the same time, I'm going to give you it in totality. Like, this isn't Jim Nantz Sports Radio where you have to pour syrup on everything. Everything is in pancakes. That wasn't pancakes last night. That was poop.
You can check out our live video stream at 670thescore.com.
What for me?
Brought to
like
you
they made me
buy.
I didn't want to feel this way at 3:05 today. I came in the parking lot and I said, you know what? That was hilarious. That was a funny ass game.
It was.
Like, I couldn't believe all the silliness that happened. And call after call wants me to enjoy what they enjoyed. It's like, Jason, enjoy liver.
How dare
more.
You?
Yeah, right. Well, you enjoy fava beans more.
First, you made Spiegel cry.
I did not make Spiegel cry.
Well, you made
it. I just wanted him to clarify or explain. Because whenever that's one thing, don't ever try to insinuate that it's a put on, because it's not. I'm giving you exactly how I feel, and if you don't feel the same way, that's cool.
A put on's too difficult to remember what you're supposed to say.
I got a terrible memory. I don't remember my lies. You could ask all my ex-girlfriends. I don't do those kinds of things anymore. What I have for you is a microphone and a few thoughts. And my thoughts last night were, why the hell is this game still on at 11:45 Central Time? And two, the Cubs they're unkillable. They you cannot murder the Cubs.
They can't even murder themselves.
The Cubs scored in so many ways that you're not supposed to score in. Like, that's the beauty and the remarkable thing about this team.
So the video stream brought to you by American Needle. Be sure to check them out at AmericanNeedle.com.
And poop.
In Wheaton. Michael, you're on the score. Oh, boy. Michael.
This is why I don't want to do this today. This is why I'm going to go home.
Michael, you're on the score.
I'm going to go hang out with the Bud Light people and get sloshed, because this is ridiculous.
Let's try it again. Michael, are you there?
Yep, I'm here.
Okay.
Michael, what were you doing? What were you doing the five times we asked where you were?
Oh, you guys muted me. I was fine. I'm just still in the car. So it's on your end.
Asked and answered, Michael.
You guys yesterday, because when I called in and said hi.
Hello?
The ultimate razzing for it. Javi had 5 at-bats, 0-0-0 across the board except for 2 strikeouts. And my friend Ben Zobrist, who is the one that should have been in, you see what he did. So I'll take my props from you guys, and
I don't know what this guy's talking about.
There it is, another call.
I have no. Do you know what he's talking about?
I don't. I'm not. I don't have the mic decoder ring on. I couldn't tell his
crime phone.
Okay, let's
try John in. John's downtown. He's on the score.
Hey guys, yeah, you earlier had asked like another team that had a really bad 4-year stretch like this, and one that jumped to my mind in the NBA was the Kevin Garnett Timberwolves, where, like, you know, they had the Marbury years and
Sprewell.
And no matter what,
Sprewell.
And no matter what they did, they couldn't get out of the first round, and it was just like bizarre stuff would happen to them, and
that's not bad.
All kind of craziness. So that That popped into my head. Yeah.
Yeah, that's not bad. It actually.
Before you run the Timberwolves.
Yeah, and Jeff from Roscoe Village says, "What about the Oakland A's that lost in the league divisional series 4 years in a row?
Late '80s.
Each series going to five games. Three of the four game fives being played at home, winning over 100 games in two of those seasons."
Are you talking about the Giambi A's?
Yeah, it would be 2000 okay. to 2003.
I was about to say, they won some World Series in Oakland in the late 80s and the early 90s, right?
Yeah, then in the early 70s, one of my favorite teams of all time, those Oakland A's.
The peeps.
That was
a lot of drugs.
Team. I loved those teams.
Lots of drugs.
I love them.
Big mustaches.
I was too young to appreciate them when it was actually happening, but like later on, when I was studying baseball when I was younger,
this group
I fell into Joe Rudy and Sal Bando and Raleigh Fingers and Reggie Jackson, young Reggie when he was full blown Reggie.
Too.
Oh yeah. And then the Gene Tennis goes crazy in the World Series.
Whammy!
Catfish Hunter and Vida Blue.
Look at my guy over here,
Kenny Holtzman.
He's playing his old guy role right now.
Bill North,
knock it out, Dan Bernstein.
It was after the fact though. It was like when we would play Micro League Baseball, I would always be those teams just because I loved it, just because they were fun. They were all like yellow and green, you know?
And brown.
Well, yeah.
A lot of brown guys.
Yeah. Manny Sanguian.
You made me feel better about this. See? Just
there.
Now, you waxing poetic about your childhood and what the Oakland A's brothers did for you. Now I feel better.
They didn't do anything personally, if we really.
They obviously did. Baseball,
Reggie wasn't coming over and
hanging out with you, play a little mahjong with Mama Bernstein.
Well, in Broadview, it's Dominic on the score.
Oh, hey guys. I was just wondering. I don't know really how to frame this, but is any team gonna try like maybe a four-man rotation against the Cubs like the Mets did a couple years ago? Because it seems like when everyone tries to bring their aces out on like 3 days rest or whatever, we see them the second time and we really pound them. I was wondering if anyone's going to try doing maybe what the Mets did.
Did you see what Steven Strasburg did?
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Yeah. Jason, are you okay?
What is going on?
Teams in the playoffs will always find ways to get their best pitchers the most opportunities.
Yeah,
I don't.
What's going on today? Is everyone still sleep drunk? Is that what it is? No one got their 8 hours in?
Shut it down!
Yeah, seriously though, Danny, I'm out of here. Eric and Danny No Cheese can host the rest of this show today.
No, you're fine.
No,
you're good. Come on.
We didn't come out here to put on this kind of show for the great people at Mike and Denise's.
No, well, what about these people at Mike and Denise's?
My guy over here has got either driving gloves or weightlifting
and
gloves.
And those four have been
those dudes
pounding
over there, it. Yeah, the first person that gets up is going to be the first person that falls down.
Yeah, who's driving?
Yes.
I want to know of that four of our little ecumenical council over
there. Our guy over here, Eric.
It's
his first day. He's going to drive home whoever the drunken bastages are.
Those guys, that's like each guy is like 275 pounds.
That's not true.
And they sat down and just started going.
But look at the mix of the table, too. Like,
I know.
That's my kind of
that's
table.
That's what I'm saying.
You got an old brother who's got nothing to lose. You got a kind of slightly old
and
brother.
And no place to go.
Right, right. You got the muscle over here, and you've got if J.J. Watt didn't play football on the other side. Like, you got the whole
thing. Yeah, he looks like the ringleader, I think.
Oh, no doubt about it. These guys have robbed at least six banks in the area.
Just today. That's why they're partying.
It's hell or high water.
Yeah.
It's hell or Bud Light. So right here at Mike and Denise's.
Adam in Plainfield, you're on the score. Hi.
Hi, I'm looking at Jason Hayward's 472 career OPS in the playoffs, and I do not want him picking up a bat in the NLCS.
So you're benching him for the entire series?
Yes, I would rather find a way to get La Stella in there, half Almora and Jay as regular outfielders. Zobrist has at least hit the ball a little bit, had a couple doubles. Hayward offers you nothing at the plate in the playoffs.
Against Strasburg, he had two out of his three at-bats were pretty damn good.
Yeah, I think it's a matchup issue, and
I can dig it.
His defense is important, but I agree.
He's
frustrating.
The ball finds him, you know, in terms of you got a man on base or two guys on base, and all of a sudden Jason Hayward is up, and, you know, you get ready to put whatever funny gift that you've got stored up in your Twitter machine.
He tracked down that ball Wieters hit, too.
Speaking of tracking down a ball, Did you feel worse for anybody on the field yesterday when Daniel Murphy hit that ball and Ben Sobers was like, I love what he does at the plate in big game situations because that is why he's in there. But when that ball went to left field and I was like, oh yeah, Benny, yeah. Benny, yeah. Benny's out there. I'm like, yeah, you might as well just go to second. Like, stop running around the bases. Just go straight over the pitcher's mound and go right.
Just make sure you touch the rubber.
just go right to second.
Special rule.
Because old Benny, I thought he was going to jump up and just turn into a pile of dust when he came down. It felt bad. Like, I don't like
seeing him move. There was one earlier that looks like the ball was dancing on him. There was a routine play that was kind of like at the last second.
Last year in Cleveland. Yeah, uh-huh. A couple of times in Cleveland last year that happened to him.
This is Easy in Peoria. He don't drink Brass Monkey.
Stop
likes
it.
To be funky.
Oh, you could be jailed for those lyrics in Aurora. What's going on, Easy?
Hey, hi, guys. Two things. One, you enjoy that game if it's in a Little League park and it's got an hour time limit.
There it is.
Yeah, that's kind of what it looked like. It looked like a, you know, an 8U game, but like you say, they have to cut those off whenever they're supposed to end.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, now the reason I'm stalling is everybody's forgetting about what should be the Cub player of the game.
Who's that?
Or at least who made the best play for the Cubs during the game.
Who's that?
That wild pitch that hit the umpire in the face. There was a runner on third.
So the umpire should be the player of the game?
Yeah, he took the one in the face, otherwise a run scored.
Oh, yeah, you hate it when you take one in the face and no one comes home.
A wise person once said.
That's all I got today. I'm just gonna rapid fire online.
No, you're good. You're
I'm gonna go lay over there on one of the pool tables and see how long it takes for someone to hack me up in little pieces.
It is Farnsworth Road.
It is. Oh well.
So if you want to fall asleep on a pool table,
extremely tight pants and fall down drunk.
If you want to fall asleep on a pool table,
I'm over here.
It's a Farnsworth Road.
Stanley is one of the two. Right?
Farnsworth Road is an appropriate place, although allegedly it was
Spear Paul Wilson while you're at it, right?
Ashland, just north of Addison.
What are you,
right?
The police?
You know where. You know.
I know.
It's like where.
The statute of Farnsworth limitations is going to be.
He's asleep. Yeah. Where?
Yeah. Over there.
Over there.
There's a 6'5", 230-pound young man who's curled up in the fetal position, and he smells like Jägermeister.
Tom in Bensonville. You're on the score. Hi.
Hi, fellas. I'm at work. I've only got a minute, but I wanted to make a quick point, maybe just plant a little seed. When we're talking about the absurdity of the game and all the bizarre weirdness that happened yesterday, it goes to my point that I've said my whole life, and that is that baseball is the most difficult sport to play. And I think every little weird thing that happens can point to that. What do you think?
You ever get on skates? I mean, I think there's some other. You ever get hit by a 250-pound linebacker that runs a 4.38? It all depends how you define difficulty.
I haven't, but I ran into a big girl when I wasn't looking one time on the side of a football field, and I got my clock cleaned. Yeah, one of the cheerleaders back in the day. Like, I took my pads out. You know, you walk around with your B-team jersey on, and, you know, you're running, and next thing you know, bang, she just puts out an elbow.
Segment brought to you by TheraWorks Relief. To relieve muscle cramps in your legs and feet, use TheraWorks Relief. This fast-acting foam is clinically proven to relieve leg and foot cramps. Get TheraWorks Relief today at TheraWorksRelief.com. Brian Billick is going to talk football at 4. Zach Miller of the Bears is going to join us at 5. But for now, we are your place to not only celebrate the Cubs advancing to the NLCS, but also trying to figure out just what kind of roster construction is going to optimize their opportunities against the Los Angeles Dodgers.
Yeah, come on out because you can win yourself some Blackhawks tickets, and that's a hot item. And we got Bud Light, it's flowing. The Bud Light people are here. We're taking phone calls and talking to you about Cubs right here on 670 The Score.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, you're listening to the voice of the Chicago sports fan for over 25 years. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Brought to you by your Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealers, where better drives us.
Yeah,
This is Jim Rome with the CBS Sports Minute. Thursday night football, the 4-1 Eagles against the 4-1 Panthers, and an early season opportunity for somebody to lay claim to the title of best team in the NFC. Now, I'm not sure if we really got the answer to that question, because I'm not sure that the best team in the NFC was on the field last night, but I do know this. The time for sleeping on Carson Wentz and the Eagles is over. Sure, Philadelphia's 4-1 record going into last night did include wins over the Giants and the Chargers, but you go on the road on a short week without a starting tackle and you beat a 4-1 team in their house, you got my attention. Especially when your young quarterback goes for 222 yards and 3 touchdowns, despite facing a lot of pressure and getting beat up early on. Now they've got 3 straight and 4 of their next 5 at home, and by the time December rolls around, I could see this team being 9-2, or maybe even 10-1. Philly is legit. I'm Jim Rome.
Okay, Kevin, for the grand prize of $1 million, what color is the White House?
I know this.
5 seconds.
Oh, switching to Geico could save you a bunch of money on car insurance?
Okay, judges, that's true, Kevin. They'll allow it. Congratulations, you're a winner.
Woo! Geico, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
Here's a question for you. How do you help create 10 million jobs all around the country and across many different industries? With energy, made in the USA. ExxonMobil is proud to provide energy for America, produced in America, because energy lives here.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Former Bear Olin Krutz.
Physically, Mitch Trubisky can do everything, and it's going to be a long process to see if he's a guy who can carry the team, if he has the right people around him to help him grow into a really good NFL quarterback.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Cubs GM Jed Hoyer.
If you have a good roster, you're going to have some tough decisions. And a lot of it, you know, comes down to matchups and certain matchups you think you're going to see during the course of the series and certain moments you think could possibly come up. And so I think that's a lot of it.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
Yeah, it was a Bears game.
That's the thing. Like, it started as this excitement for Mitch and everything, and it settled into a broken down Sam Bradford and then a Case Keenum-led Vikings team and a Bears roster, which is just so freaking barren of talent.
Spiegel and Parkins. 9 a.m. to 1. On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station, covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Asking the right question is 95% of getting the right answer.
Here's a question I'll bet you haven't heard before.
You're the Speaker of the House. Have you reached out to the Democrats yet?
You've done your homework on this.
Mr. Vice President, tell me where you think this conflict is right now.
Terrific question.
What are some of the questions you want to see answered about what Russia may have done?
Thank you for the question.
What do you see as the central question?
Really a good question.
That's a great question.
Oh, that's a good question.
That is the perfect question.
Here's a question. Why would you get your news from anywhere other than CBS This Morning?
Why are more and more people starting their day with CBS This Morning?
more real news.
We are following an unfolding story.
Dramatic new images this morning.
This has just happened. This is breaking news.
Join Charlie Rose.
New concerns about security in the nation's capital.
Nora O'Donnell.
Senator, why shouldn't Congress have more oversight?
And Gayle King.
What do you make of all these leaks? What do you think is going on?
CBS This Morning. More real news.
We're going to be monitoring the latest developments, and we'll bring you new details as they come in.
CBS Monday, get to know Team Scorpion.
We missed the fireworks?
About to start.
It's the Brainiacs.
Remember when you called me a nerd before? Get ready to apologize.
Versus the Maniacs.
You're being smart with me.
We're smart with everybody.
The only thing better than a genius.
Who are you people?
We're the guys you picked last in gym class.
Is a team of them.
We are a man of contingencies. What would you do?
Freak the heck out.
Scorpion.
Together we can do things that no one else can do.
CBS Monday, or stream it live or on demand.
This week in 1903, the Pilgrims beat the Pirates in the first World Series. This week in 1914, the Boston Braves sweep the Philadelphia A's, the first sweep in World Series history. Woodrow Wilson became the first president to attend a World Series game. This week in 1915, the Yankees became the first team to win 10 World Series. This week in 1943, this week in 1947, had the first NHL All-Star game. This week in 1968, had the first time a woman lit the Olympic flame. Frank Robinson became the first black baseball manager. This week in 1974.
My name is Katie Topol, and I attended the Route 91 Harvest Festival in Las Vegas. What should have been a fun night of country music quickly turned to tragedy. My friends and I were among the lucky ones who escaped to safety, but over 500 others who were either killed or injured were not as fortunate. Please join me and CBS Radio and consider helping victims of this senseless attack by donating to the National Compassion Fund. Visit nationalcompassionfund.org or text VEGAS to 20222 to donate $10. 100% of the funds received will be distributed directly to victims and their families. To join us in support, visit nationalcompassionfund.org or text VEGAS to 20222 and donate $10. The National Compassion Fund is also looking for your help reaching those affected. If you or someone you know was impacted by the events in Las Vegas, please call the Victim Connect Resource Center at 855-4 for victim for confidential support and information. That's 855-4-VICTIM. Thank you.
org/Chicago.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
You know, he's always been there for me no matter what. And, you know, going to miss seeing him out there.
Any thoughts on how the Cubs died for Steven?
Not really looking up towards it at all.
Let me tell you something. You guys players talking about players. I don't know who that member of the media was. You do not ask a player who, after 18 days off all season, just lost his season, what he thinks about the next series. To quote Bryce Harper, that's a clown question. That is a disgrace.
Well, I don't know if it goes so far as a disgrace. It's probably, yeah, it's a kind of a rude question.
What's that guy's name?
Casey Stern, the guy from CBS.
He was giving it to Gary Sheffield a little bit yesterday. And even Jimmy Rollins was like, hey, man, like, calm down. Like, we're the talent up here. You passed the ball. It was, I don't watch that pregame or postgame show at all, but it was kind of weird. So it's funny that he was the guy that was, you know, saying something was a disgrace as well.
A little too on the muscle.
Yeah, it's like
for that particular position. I don't
know. You know, yeah. You'll get your spotlight if necessary.
Homer Glenn, Dan, you're on the score.
Hey, thanks, guys, for having me on again. Hey, Wade Davis comes in the seventh inning yesterday, and I'm looking on the cameras, and I don't see anybody warming up in the bullpen. Now, being that the bullpen's taxed and John Lackey hasn't even seen the ball in five games, is he a viable starter possibly for game one?
Yes.
Yeah. It's him or Q probably.
Now, what? Right. At the same time, why wasn't he used at all during this game or any game in that series?
I don't think that they wanted to unless it was an absolute emergency.
Yeah, they were going to win or lose with Wade Davis.
That's the only guy I trust. They've overused Wade Davis all year.
Yeah, yeah.
It's what Joe does because he doesn't trust anybody else.
You know, I was thinking about it. This is the beginning of a window, and Cubs fans are already three National League Championship Series in.
Yeah.
Like, it was supposed to really get started this year. And you already got a World Series.
They
got
to the LCS a year early.
Yeah. But it was supposed
to. Surviving the coin flip game.
Like, now's the time that any realistic fan base would have, like, okay, all right, we're 3 years in now. Let me see what you got, Bryant. Let me see what you got, Rizzo. John Lester, let's see why we paid you. Jake Arrieta, do your thing. You're 3 years into it, and your window is supposed to be opening now because of all the young players, you know, going through their trials and tribulations of Major League Baseball. I don't know. Hell, we talked about a 4-year run of disappointment like the Nationals. I don't know that there's been a better window opening that I could remember than this one. You're talking about 3 championship series, 1 World Series already, an MVP award, a Cy Young award, a Manager of the Year award. I don't know that you can compare this run, this 3-year opening of a window, to anybody else's.
And it's exactly what they said they would do.
They didn't think it was going to be this quick.
When you go back and I did it last night because I was starting to write, when it was 4-1, I did my part and announced that I was going to begin to write my Cubs lose column. And I wrote it. So I spent, you know, I don't know how much time here and there and piecing things together and going back and reading exactly what Theo Epstein vowed that he would do upon taking the job. And this is, that's all he said, was sustained competitiveness by having opportunities to play baseball in October.
It's been amazing.
And they're doing it.
It's been absolutely amazing.
Tony is in Saugeenash. He's on the Score.
Hey, guys. Great show today, I think. I got a question. Do you guys know if there's like a dynamic between Lester Strode, Chris Bosio, and Joe Maddon when it comes to pitching changes? Like, Lester's out there and he sees Pedro killing worms, but Joe wants to put him in, and he's like, no, bad idea, Joe. Like, do they have any input, I guess, is my question.
I think that Joe might ask, how's he look? You know, it's kind of more casual than that, but I don't know if every time Joe asks for a report on somebody's bullpen, because as most pitchers will tell you, the way they feel or perform in the bullpen is very often not connected or predictive at all for how they're going to perform in the game. I think we've talked to Jake about it, talked to some other guys who say...
His no-hitter, he said he felt like crap
in
the pen.
Yep, sometimes they just have... His starters have an awful bullpen and come in and be brilliant. Sometimes you feel like everything is just perfectly finely tuned and you get your nips clipped the moment you get out there, to coin it, or to use a term that Jason Goff coined yesterday. So, yeah, I'm sure they talk, and Joe is always one to want some information, but I don't think he's going to decide to not use a guy just because he was warming up weird, unless there's a reason to believe a guy might be hurt.
This from the 630. Have you ever heard of the Yankees? Like when the Yankees won 3 titles in a row with Jeter and Mariano, Admore, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Well, the Yankees also had a lot of veterans on that team who were holding that squad down. You look at the base of this, especially the position players, your 4 best players are 26 and younger, 27 and younger. So I think it's a little bit different. And also is the Cubs. You know, the Yankees had a little bit of a history before Derek Jeter arrived. I'm talking about the opening of a window, the pressurized moments, all those things, and the way that these guys have performed. You can't compare it, I think, to anything that we've seen, especially in this city.
All right, after an update, I want to pick up on something Len Casper asked that maybe we can answer. And I realized at the time that it might be something for ample discussion. It has to do with what to call that game last night. So I have one suggestion, and maybe we can solicit some more after an update.
Time now for the Bears Daily Update. Head to Rio Dunamar in Cancun with Apple Vacations and your favorite Chicago Bears players. Visit applevacations.com/bears for more info. Hello, I'm Zach Sidman. Here's the latest from Hallis Hall.
If your girlfriend or your wife leave you, that'll hurt, right?
Okay, that should answer that question.
So clearly Sunday will not be an ordinary game for Bears linebacker Pernell McPhee when he returns to Baltimore for the first time since the Ravens let him walk as a free agent in 2015.
I mean, it just was a relationship, you know, just like you got a girlfriend. They leave you sometimes, you know what I'm saying? But it is what it is. But like I said, man, I'm just very thankful that Coach Harbaugh gave me the chance to become a Raven.
With the Bears, McPhee has become mostly a part-time player because of numerous injuries, but he did see 45 snaps last game against Minnesota.
I didn't even know I played 45 snaps. Oh, you counted them? See, I ain't counting them, man. I just like to play football.
Those 45 snaps were a season high. Question is, will McPhee hold up? This is the Bears Daily Update with Bears News every weekday on Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score.
Scoreboard Update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Rick Camp. The Wolves roster features multiple former AHL scoring champions in Brett Sterling, Teemu Polkanen, and Brandon Peary. The Wolves return to Allstate Arena this Saturday for their home opener. Visit ChicagoWolves.com. The Cubs are in LA after their plane was diverted to Albuquerque this morning due to a health issue involving a player's family member that was on the plane. Game 1 is tomorrow and coverage starts on The Score at 5 o'clock. The ALCS starts tonight with the Astros and Yankees. Dallas Keuchel is opposed by Masahiro Tanaka. With the Bears, Mitch Trubisky's first road start is Sunday in Baltimore. Marcus Wheaton and John Timu have been ruled out. Hieronymus Grissou and Nick Kwiatkowski were limited in practice. Kyle Long and Marcus Cooper both practiced fully and are expected to play. Zach Miller joins Bernstein and Goff at 5. The 49ers have released four-time All-Pro linebacker Navarro Bowman. And in the NBA, the Bulls close their preseason slate tonight against Toronto. The closing bell is brought to you by First American Bank for the best loan deals in town. The Dow is up 30, the NASDAQ up 14, and the S&P is up 2. Taco Bell's $5 cravings deal. Get a cheesy gordita crunch, a burrito supreme, nachos, a crunchy taco, and a Baja Blast, all for just $5. I'm Rick Camp, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the defending world champion Chicago Cubs. The next Cubs game on The Score is tomorrow at 5 p.m. when the Cubs take on the Dodgers in the NLCS. On 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
This scoreboard update was brought to you by Packy Web 4.
Okay, keep your eyes closed.
Okay.
I want to show you my first ever painting.
All right.
Okay. Open your eyes.
Oh, that's a lot of colors and shapes.
So be honest. What do you think?
Well, I like how if you switch to Geico, you could save hundreds of dollars on car insurance.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Here, why don't I hold your paintbrush while you call them?
Geico, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
Clubford.com.
Segment brought to you by Target. Trick out your Halloween at Target with costumes, candy, decor, and more with scary good prices every week. Target, run and done. This is via email. It's Scott in Geneva, who said in response to what last night's game should be called.
Poop.
Well, he calls it the kitchen sink game. Because it had every slop, crappy play in one game combined by both teams with all the pitchers and all the position players. He calls it the kitchen sink game.
Okay.
It's not bad. I don't know if that's going to stick, but I really hadn't thought of what to call it. Because there are so few games that become like the Sandberg game.
The rain delay game.
And a lot of it, that was Game 7 of a World Series.
So you just call it Game 7.
Right, you don't need to give a nickname to a Game 7 of a World Series. So some of these is sort of bring it on themselves, and it's hard to impose it after the fact. You just kind of know it. Like some of us, I the Giants game for me will always be the Yom Kippur rally. Just because
4-1.
It was the remembering going, another comeback right there that's better than the comeback that the guy was bringing up earlier. It's why's he got to be fresh out? You just think that's why there's no television there?
He hadn't seen anything, yeah.
Okay, but there's TVs there.
What?
It's not like one flew over the cuckoo's nest or somebody's got to mock it for him and pretend Koufax is out there.
Sometimes people who are controlling the television aren't baseball fans.
Chris and Rolling Meadows, you're on The Score.
Hey, fellas. I was thinking about the upcoming series against the Dodgers, and I'm thinking back to last year when the Cubs kind of beat up on Maeda, and they kind of beat that young rookie pitcher, and then Kershaw kind of took it to the Cubs early on, and Hill kind of stopped the offense, even though Dexter was kind of going crazy. I mean, this year, though, it seems like what is Madden doing to replace Dexter? Is it like John Jay and Almora?
We're 167 games in, bro.
Yeah, I mean, you've had 6 months to answer that question.
Yeah, they're gonna. I mean, nobody really has replaced Dexter. Obviously, at the top of the lineup, you could tell by Chris Bryant's RBI numbers.
Stop.
But yeah, they're gonna mix and match the way they have for the last 167 games, regular season and postseason.
Yeah, Clayton Kershaw, Alex Wood, Rich Hill, Kenta Maeda.
Maeda's their bullpen guy now. One of their guys out of the pen that's actually doing well for them. I heard was it Andy McCullough on with the Spiegel and Parker show?
He's so good.
Yeah, he's terrific. He's terrific. Talking about this is the other thing too. I get more of my guy. I get more Puig madness.
Yeah.
Because Yasiel has been playing pretty good. You know, this season where he's had a couple of benchings and, you know, Dave Roberts had to talk about him a couple of times. Yasiel's been playing some decent baseball.
He had himself a nice year.
Was that 800-plus OPS?
Yeah, his slash line, .263, .346, .487, hit 28 bombs.
Seager's a little banged up. The Bellinger problem. That's something you're going to have to figure out. Like, if you got... You got guys who you say aren't going to beat you. And I heard Ozzie Guillen, Mullin, and Hanley a couple of days ago say that there are guys in every lineup, especially in the postseason, that you say to the rest of your team, hey, pride be damned. You know, machismo be damned. This guy can't beat us. Bryce Harper is that guy sometimes for teams. And we saw that with Joe Maddon. We've seen that a lot with Joe Maddon and Bryce Harper. Is Cody Bellinger that guy since Seager's a little banged up? Like, who's that guy in the Dodgers lineup that you can't have beat you?
More Cubs talk coming your way as they get past the Washington Nationals and move on to this upcoming series against the Dodgers. Games you'll hear on this very station. Brian Billick on the NFL at the top of the hour, and then Zach Miller will join us to talk about the Bears at 5. We'll change it up a little bit on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Swing and a miss, strike three, and the Cubs win it. The Cubs are in the league championship series for the third consecutive year.
It's Cubs and Dodgers in back-to-back seasons in the NLCS. Our coverage continues of this huge series. And remember, we'll have every exciting moment of every game with Pat and Ron's Hometown Call. Game one tomorrow. Our extended pregame coverage starts at 5, only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's official radio home of the defending World Series champion, Chicago Cubs. Coverage brought to you by State Farm.
Flap, pustule, jowls, nugget, gurgle, smear, bulbous, pork.
If you hear certain words on the job site,
baloney,
work can be uncomfortable.
Tender.
So at least get work gear that's comfortable. Timberland Pro work shirts, pants, and boots. Head to toe, Timberland Pro. Not uncomfortable.
Moist.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Former Bear Olin Krutz.
Physically, Mitch Trubisky can do everything, and it's going to be a long process to see if he's the guy who can carry the team, if he has the right people around him to help him grow into a really good NFL quarterback.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
Who can play with Mitchell going forward?
You can maximize what he can do and who's standing in his way.
Simple as that.
And it just tells me, what were you doing with Mike Glennon? There was not a moment at which you weren't closer to winning a Super Bowl by starting Mitch Trubisky. Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
At 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
Yeah, it was a Bears game.
That's the thing. Like, it started as this excitement for Mitch and everything, and it settled into a broken down Sam Bradford and then a Case Keenum-led Vikings team and a Bears roster, which is just so freaking barren of talent.
Spiegel and Parkins, 9 a.m. to 1 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Former Bear Olin Krutz.
Physically, Mitch Trubisky can do everything, and it's going to be a long process to see if he's the guy who can carry the team, if he has the right people around him to help him grow into a really good NFL quarterback.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Asking the right question is 95% of getting the right answer.
Here's a question I'll bet you haven't heard before.
You're the Speaker of the House. Have you reached out to the Democrats yet?
You've done your homework on this.
Mr. Vice President, tell me where you think this conflict is right now.
Terrific question.
What are some of the questions you want to see answered about what Russia may have done?
Thank you for the question.
What do you see as the central question?
Really a good question.
That's a great question.
Oh, that's a good question.
That is the perfect question.
Here's a question. Why would you get your news from anywhere other than CBS This Morning?
Every evening on the CBS Evening News, real news.
ISIS is thought to have several thousand fighters in Mosul.
What I said is what I mean.
It is a great sign that we are ready to confront white supremacy.
What would you say to the folks in Washington who are talking about cutting back on Medicaid?
You're going to have the blood of a lot of innocent people on your hands.
It's this gusty wind and the extremely dry conditions that are driving this fast-moving wildfire.
Real news every evening on the CBS Evening News.
We're getting the party started today.
Smile bigger.
I stopped my craziness 20 years ago.
That is not true.
Laugh harder.
I am ready to party!
Feel better.
I've been in an open marriage. I didn't know it was open.
More fun every day.
Hello!
See, that's how you do it right here.
The Talk.
This is the best job in the world, man!
CBS Weekdays.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
Who can play with Mitchell going forward?
You can maximize what he can do and who's standing in his way.
Simple as that.
And it just tells me, what were you doing with Mike Glennon? There was not a moment at which you weren't closer to winning a Super Bowl by starting Mitch Trubisky.
Bernstein and Goff, afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
At 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Half company.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Break down that 7-out save.
I got more questions. What?
Break down that 7-out save for us from Wade Davis tonight.
I have no idea. I blacked out. I think our guys are young and dumb still. You know, like, I love that. I love it. I love our young guys. Our guys are so cocky that they don't give a shit. You know what I mean? Like, I'm sorry.
The guy is drunk, but there he goes.
Yeah, John Lester isn't going to remember that post-game interview, but that's cool.
Johnny Double Fist.
That's okay.
Hanging out.
Yeah,
there was thing. He's trying. They had Bud Heavies in there. They had Bud Lights in there.
We have Bud Lights here.
We got Bud. It's a different atmosphere, though.
Yeah, and public service message here. There are two Mike and Denises.
Yes, there are people on social media who are hitting me up. One fellow who I won't mention said, "Dude, I've been here an hour. Where are you guys?"
He's in Yorkville, right?
Apparently, he thinks we're in the back of the kitchen, you know, doing a show. Apparently,
he was there an hour and didn't realize we were at the other Mike and Denises, the one in Aurora on Farnsworth Road. And Jason's already announced that because it's Farnsworth Road, he's going to pass out on a pool table, just to make sure we.
Naked.
No, it wasn't.
I want to take it to the next level.
That part of the story. Yeah. So, an email from Stonecutter who says that game was misery. You talked yesterday about baseball postseason angst becoming an acquired taste, and I hope I never acquire a taste for that. The entire thing felt like narrowly avoiding a car crash, only it lasted 5 hours, and nearly 18 hours removed from the end of it, my balls still ache.
Man.
It wasn't particularly cold in Washington, and it wasn't raining, but it felt like it was cold and raining because of how slow and plodding and sloppy and disheartening the game was. The Cubs couldn't throw a strike. The Nationals couldn't stop blowing their own toes off in the field. And on the base paths, Joe Maddon managed the game like a 3-year-old after mainlining 4 pixie sticks, and somehow, some way, the Cubs survived, even though I'm not sure they deserved to. I don't know what would compel anyone to call The Score or host host a midday show and defend that game. But I watched the sky play.
Shots fired. Let's go. We're all big boys.
But I watched the entire thing, and even my team being in it and winning is not enough to get me over the feeling that I'd like those 5 hours of my life back. Start the games earlier. Get a pitch clock. Further limit replays. Limit pitching changes. Or give me complimentary drugs I can take during the game to make them move faster. Just do something, because this product sucks.
It was sports malort. You know, it's like
that was right, my that was my radio name in Rockford.
Sports Malort. I'll take 3 of these. I never want to do it again, though.
I like Malort. I like it.
Oh, of course you do. Of course. You do.
It's, No, it has. It's like Nickelback. Now. It's like one of those things that became cool to say
it's
is
like
bad.
Nickelback made you feel okay every once in a while when you were by yourself and didn't want to admit that you were doing it. Malort is trash. It's awful.
I've had it a couple times.
It's rubbing
fine.
Alcohol.
No, it's got like a grapefruit rind aftertaste.
It has an ass rind on the taste. What? You like that?
Yeah.
Oh my God!
It really wasn't bad. I thought it was going to be the worst thing I ever tasted, and I was pleasantly surprised.
I don't even know what you've tasted if that's not the worst thing, my brother. You like that seriously though?
It's like the old Jake Johansson joke, right? When he says you know this, Tanny.
Jason, you know.
Yeah, I was about to say, yeah, you know me.
Well, no,
Tanny, get ready to dump this.
Well, I think I can say it because he says that they had to take the dog to the vet because the dog was licking himself. And in the back, and they said there's something going on there, and it was getting weird. So the vet says, here, take this ointment and put this right there where the dog is licking. And Jake Johansson says, what flavor could that possibly be? Like, how can it be like
makes it better
worse than ass flavor? or it says on it worse than dog ass flavor. It's like how can a dog be like, okay, that's a deal breaker, right?
That was ass flavored baseball last night. It's as simple as that.
Yeah, but the Cubs won, and John Lester,
if you licked
happy.
Your screen, it would have tasted like ass.
Ty in Beardstown is on the score.
There's no such thing. This whole show's off the rails. Ty,
hey
guys. Where's Beardstown?
Beardstown, about 50 miles west of Springfield.
Okay. I was going to say,
make a note.
Don't
go there.
Right. I thought you were going to say right outside of Atlanta. Yeah. But go ahead, buddy. Oh.
Well, we're season ticket holders down here, but I tell you what, I don't know. I feel like I got squared up in the mask with a 98-mile-an-hour fastball last night, too. I mean, my goodness, I'm on the physically able.
What didn't you enjoy about the game, Ty?
Yeah, what made it rough for you?
The catchers can't catch a dang ball. I mean, I love Wilson Contreras more than, I mean, that guy's nimble back there. He missed how many strikes? I mean, and he squared up the umpire's mask. I mean, holy smokes, catch the ball.
And the umpire gave him a little smack, too,
yeah,
didn't he?
The umpire's like,
come on.
Job.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm
not
here.
That was the theater of the game, but I mean, my goodness! I mean, if that ball caroms any other, but thank God he squared him up, because I mean, if it caroms any other way, there's another run.
Of course,
that's right.
Yep.
That was just gut wrenching to watch. I mean, I don't care about the Nationals; he couldn't catch a cold. But my goodness, Contreras is an awesome catcher. But that was just like lack of focus. I know the pitching staff's all over the place, but my goodness, square up the mat, the umpire, and then missed what, two other strikes? I mean, come on, it was just good.
Yeah, he had a tough series.
Not as bad as Matt Wieters.
Yeah, he had a tough series. Thank you for calling, Ty. Anytime you want to call,
right.
Ty, you get the VIP treatment to the front of the line. I like Ty.
Yeah, he's got a good sound to him. Good energy level.
Ty
too.
Sounds like every one of my calls while I was in Atlanta. So I'm with Ty.
And it's also possible. That Mitch Shipley was coaching him up for intensity.
Stop it.
Try to have some fun, Borzy. It's okay.
Did he do that? All right, Ty, don't call back.
This segment brought to you by Credit Karma. Get your truly free credit score and free credit monitoring from Credit Karma. Download the Credit Karma app today. Credit Karma, get knowing.
Can I get two buckets of Bud Light? And then you just hand them out to the peeps. Yeah, I gotta juice up my guys out here.
Gotta lubricate the crowd a little bit.
Juice up my guys out here. You know, I'm sorry for this. For the last 3 hours or so. And these calls have been ridiculous. Ty was good, but all the people wanting me to like something that was okay last night. It was a great outcome.
The outcome was great.
It was terrific.
And there was
They're going to the NLCS,
there's some
man.
Quirkiness. There was some entertainment, but don't do that to me again.
No, never.
Don't subject me to that again.
And it's not just baseball. Like, when I see awful basketball games or any time I watch the Bears, I feel the same way.
So we'll talk some football after the top of the hour. Keep it here. Brian Billick is going to join us in the Bernstein and Goff Show on the Score.
Bears fans, Mitch Trubisky will be at it again when the Bears head to Baltimore to tangle with the Ravens. Stick with us as we get you ready for the game on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home.
Kerrville.com.
Hi, it's Dan Bernstein.
And Jason Goff.
And this fall, you can fall asleep even easier thanks to Mattress Firm's Fall Asleep Sale that's going on right now. With the holidays fast approaching, check this out. This is new. They're giving you a chance to prep the guest room for friends and family, because when you gift yourself with a new Beautyrest world-class mattress, you will get another mattress at half price.
And there's no excuse, because Mattress Firm has a store very close to you. There are over 100 Chicagoland Mattress Firm stores. You peek your head out of your office or you peek your head out of your home, and there will be a Mattress Firm right there for you. And all you have to do is go in and talk to one of our Mattress Firm professionals, and they will get you right, whether you need a softer bed, a firmer bed, you need a headboard, you need a footboard. They got everything for you. They have all the accoutrements at Mattress Firm.
Beautyrest Firm Queen mattresses for just $399.99. Serta Memory Foam Queen mattresses for just $474.99. And you will get 0% APR for 5 years. Right now, you're looking at your weekend and you got to take one kid to cheerleading and another kid to fall baseball. And then there's soccer practice and you got a hockey game. And wherever you're going to go, there's going to be Mattress Firms. So when you drop your kid off, say, hey, I'll be back in a half hour. Go get yourself a mattress in the interim, because Mattress Firm is just that convenient. The Fall Asleep Sale right now at Mattress Firms.
Thanks for streaming The Score, official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs, and the place to hear World Series Cubs manager Joe Maddon talk with Spiegel and Parkins Tuesdays at noon.
The moment Javi starts swinging at elevated fastball and slider in the dirt, it's going to get really spectacular. And if you look at his numbers this year, they're still pretty darn good. He's really good late in the game. I'm sure you've noticed that. I mean, the guy's not afraid of anything.
Joe Maddon with Spiegel and Parkins Tuesdays at noon on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
Yeah, it was a Bears game.
That's the thing. Like, it started as this excitement for Mitch and everything, and it settled into a broken down Sam Bradford and then a Case Keenum-led Vikings team and a Bears roster, which is just so freaking barren of talent.
Spiegel and Parkins, 9 a.m. to 1 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
CBS Wednesday on Criminal Minds.
She's crazy, please! Help!
Sometimes to catch a killer.
She wasn't targeted, she was a witness who had to be silenced.
You have to think like one.
He needs easy targets.
If he sticks to his pattern, he usually kills in twos.
We're ready to deliver the profile.
Dare to go inside.
FBI! Don't move!
TV's number one suspense thriller.
We get into the mind of the killer.
Criminal Minds, CBS Wednesday, or stream it live or on demand.
Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Cubs GM Jed Hoyer.
If you have a good roster, you're going to have some tough decisions. And a lot of it, you know, comes down to matchups and certain matchups you think you're going to see during the course of the series and certain moments you think could possibly come up. And so I think that's a lot of it.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
Who can play with Mitchell going forward?
You can maximize what he can do and who's standing in his way.
Simple as that.
And it just tells me, what were you doing with Mike Glennon? There was not a moment at which you weren't closer to winning a Super Bowl by starting Mitch Trubisky.
Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
At 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Former Bear Olin Krutz.
Basically, Mitch Trubisky can do everything, and it's going to be a long process to see if he's a guy who can carry the team, if he has the right people around him to help him grow into a really good NFL quarterback.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
Yeah, it was a Bears game.
That's the thing. Like, it started as this excitement for Mitch and everything, and it settled into a broken down Sam Bradford and then a Case Keenum-led Vikings team and a Bears roster, which is just so freaking barren of talent.
Spiegel and Parkins, 9 a.m. to 1 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Blue Bloods, CBS Tonight.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
Chicago Sports Station.
How are we doing today?
I'm good.
I'm good too.
Yeah, but you've vacillated all day between saying you're done with this or you're going to pass out at a pool table, or you just, you're segment to segment as far as the quality of your life has gone today.
Well, I'm going to enjoy myself because I'm going to return to Evanston Township High School's football field.
Ooh.
For the first
homecoming?
Time in over a decade. Yeah. Homecoming tonight. A couple of my buddies are on the coaching staff, so I'll be,
out prowling there the sidelines.
Not prowling. You don't want to say that when you're going back to a high school.
Well, because
you're
from
Evanston.
The streets. You know, just sort of keeping with the mascot of choice.
Yeah, so go hang out there for a little bit, and then, you know, see what the night has to offer. I got the hall pass from the lady. Yeah. There's an event that I might hit tonight. Yeah.
Look out, Pete Miller.
I got my dancing shoes. No. I'm not going to stay in Evanston.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, as soon as the game's over, I'm going to go head back to the city where people live.
Okay. I thought you might take in some jazz or something. Or,
a nice steak. Yeah. Maybe some oysters over there at Pete Miller's. Pete Miller's. Woo! You talk about pool. I used to go to Pete Miller's and play pool poorly like 3 times a week when I was when I came back from school.
Why don't you play it well instead?
Because I'm not good at it. I'm not very good at it. I'm not very good at the game at all.
It's Tim in Peoria. He's on The Score. What's up, Tim?
Hey, good afternoon, guys. Just got back from the game last night, and it's certainly, you're right, it wasn't pretty last night, but I think there was just a couple.